Blog Talk Radio.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I want to serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything
I can. Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill its purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap when we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just wanna serve you.
Father, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you, 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 I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children.
Yeah.
It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change your life consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? God save me. High off your own drugs and wildin' out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Amen, amen. I just want to serve you. Welcome, my brothers, man up the movements, men's call to prayer. Yes, we're calling all men to prayer now. My brothers, we're way overdue. We're way behind, but let's catch this thing up. We have wasted too much valuable time. It's time for us to step up and do a new thing in a new season and a new way. And I'll be the first to say, I must do better praying with you. Asking you to pray, continuing this broadcast to pray. Believe me, today I was sitting there at 4 o'clock and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be the only one on there with Pastor Dwayne and Minister Curtis and whoever else may show up that I see numbers that I know are on now. I'm like, well, what God said, you better get yourself up and get on that broadcast because you'll be the first to do better. But will you come and join me to invite somebody? Don't just make it about Pastor, he's praying, or I'm here to hear somebody else pray. We're here to pray together. So tonight, as we call each other out, no matter your title, no matter your position, no matter your education, no matter your knowledge, no matter how, if you don't think you can pray, we need all to unite in prayer tonight. So we're asking you to follow some simple scripts by the Holy Spirit and praying the scriptures from the Word of God so that together we can heal, deliver and set the captives free. And yes, we will follow a certain principles of prayer. We call them the seven steps of prayer. Number one, that we abide in Christ the vine. Number two, that we pray in faith. Number three, that we stand on God's word. Let me say that one again, that we stand on God's word. Number four, that we pray in the spirit. Number five, that we persevere in prayer. Number six, we use different types of prayer. Number seven, we flow in God's love. So my brother, today is the day that we stand and we deliver as we pray. Welcome. This is our second week of 2021, and we're at a different place. I know I have different requests. I have different needs. I have different wants and different desires because I'm in a new place and God is showing me new things, new avenues on how to join my brothers and for us to really grow. This is not just for show. This is not just to say, here's another broadcast. This is really a drive to continue to call men to pray. And yes, the numbers have been low. We're at 25 a week. That's too low. When I know 5,000 men in this nation, that 10 of them should be here. Vice versa, so do you. So we're not, so something that we're not doing to promote, to share, and to make this authentic, that God is calling us to do better. So we really want to share that if you want to know why we're here to pray, we're here to pray for spiritual growth. We're here to go to another level together and see that prayer actually works. We're here to hear the voice of the Lord. We're here to centralize our spirit, that we are on one accord, and not trying to make prayer the subject of need, but the subject of communication. We're here to pray that we start to hear the same words, the same visions, the same ideas, that when God says move, we win now. So we come to not settle for less, not just to come here just to utter, and not just to keep going just because we want to do an hour. We're here to pray. So I'm going to say this on the beginning, on the front end today. Whoever's here to pray tonight, dial one. Don't wait until after I pray. But dial one. If you're here to pray tonight, dial one. So I'll know as I pray that if you're not dial one and I don't see you up there, I see you, Pastor Dwayne, and you're not up there and you're unable to pray, there's no heartache against it. Pray. The next person is the first person who dial one, Pastor Dwayne. He's going to pray. And then anybody else that dial one is going to pray. And if you're not, then we're going to pray and we're going to go ahead and release everyone and continue to grow this in prayer, but not to be overbearing and not to be repetitious, but to be precise to why we are here. I'm here. Let me speak on an individual basis, that I'm actually here to join with other like-minded believing men that are not trying to lead, but follow. They're trying to join, not take over. That are trying to unite and tear down. That's my real goal with me, stand up to movement. Prophet's Closet is almost back, coming back to the network. We may flip the prayer night to another night if Tuesday is the given night for the Prophet's Closet. But we're going to continue to grow this, but we must continue to grow each other. So my prayer tonight as we go forward is that we pray the submission to God. Come on, say this with me tonight, my brother. Say, I submit myself and my life to you, O God. Romans 12 and 1 and 2, it says, in view of your mercy, O God, may I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you, which is my reasonable service. May I not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I may prove that your will is good and acceptable and perfect. There's many other versions that I believe what I'm looking at right now is that new international version. To know that we submit to him and that we really bow down before him and we're really not playing. We really, come on, just relax right now. I don't care if you're a male or female, if you're under the sound of my voice right now, just relax. Just settle down. Turn that TV off. Somebody needs to cut that light off. Somebody needs to get out that room with everybody else. You might need to go in the bathroom, lock the door. You need to seclude yourself. I'm asking you right now to rest in the Lord. See, submission is, first of all, submitting to him by getting out the way and saying, let me just release. And don't think about my own needs and my own wants and my own desires, but let me just rest. See, when you submit, you know that it's your opportunity to present yourself. That key word, living sacrifice. But living sacrifice cannot stay dormant. It has to be holy and acceptable to God. Now, we talk about your calling, your job, and your purpose and things like that. Well, you better think about your reasonable service. Because your reasonable service is your most important occupation that you can have with God in submission. What is that reasonable service? That you're not conformed to the world, but you're transformed. What? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove. This is your opportunity. This is my opportunity through prayer to prove what is the good and perfect and acceptable will of God. So, Lord, we pray tonight that you take away all our own selfishness. We pray tonight, Lord, that you submit us as we make ourselves available to be submitted. Anything not pleasing, we denounce it right now. No, we're not, normally we pray, Lord, take it away. No, denounce it in prayer. Things that are not pleasing to you, things that you're not in agreement with, things that you don't want us to be part of, we put it down now under our feet. To claim your glory in our submission to your will. Lord, make us holy. Hold us accountable to your acceptable will. And we pray right now by the power of Jesus that we agree to the word that's given to us on how to be men. We thank you, Lord, that we're not here for self or show. We thank you we're here to join, to connect, and unify, that we're praying to the same Father, that we're having the same relationship with the same Jesus and the same friend and the same Holy Ghost and then each other. Because, Lord, we pray that you continue to grow in us. We pray that you continue to dwell in us. We pray that you continue to govern us, that in our worldly walk, in our actions, in the things that we're doing, that, Lord, you will be glorified, magnified, lifted up, and given all that is deserving to you. Take everything we have, Lord, and use it for your glory. We pray right now, Lord, that everything you give us is only for your glory. Everything you show us is only for your glory. Everything you deliver to us is only for your glory. Everything you present us is only for your glory. I have this because of your glory. I have that because of your glory. Because you people can see that they can get the same glory if they serve you. So have your way. Let us not be conformed to this world that what people think you have is important, but no, what you've given us, we have that people can see that they can make it, they can do it. And we'll use everything you've given us to, oh my God, to expand our territory. We thank you, Lord, that as we're proving that your will is perfect, acceptable, and good, that's because of how we walk, how we talk, and how we act, and my God, how we treat each other. We thank you, Lord, that through submission that you be lifted up and we're dead. That others will know that they live too. Now, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we're here to lift each other up. But we're most important, we thank you, Lord, that we're here to hold each other accountable. We thank you, Lord, that we're here also to see the glory in each other. And we thank you, Lord, that we see not the perfection of man, but we see the perfection of your Son in us. We thank you, Lord, that if we agree concerning anything on this earth, concerning anything with this, with people, with this virus and anything else, if we truly agree and petition your will, it'll be done by our Father in heaven, that he may be glorified. We thank you for that today, Lord. We glorify you for that today, Lord. We bless you for that today. But now, Lord, we take full responsibility of our call, of our purpose, and of our reasonable service. We want to be pleasing to you, Lord. We want to be acceptable to you, Lord. We want to be delightful in your eyesight, Lord. Not for reward, but for you. That you be highly lifted up in every word we utter, every song we sing, every sermon we preach, every bit of love that we share, is that your glory reigns. We thank you, Lord, that you are glorified through your Son, because he glorified himself for you. So now, Lord, we ask you to glorify yourself in us, that we could glorify you in others, that they know that you are, that they know that you are, that they know that you are, that they know that you are the answer to our prayers. And Lord, we thank you that as we petition to you, that it's already done. We thank you, Lord, that as we speak your word, it will not return void, but it will accomplish everything that it was intended to do. We thank you today, Lord, that it's not vain repetition, but it's a new prayer for a new season, a new day, and a new walk with you, that we can do it, and we can do it now. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I magnify your name, for you are worthy. I pray for that man sitting there saying, wow, why can't I have, you can. I pray for that brother that says, that's sitting there saying it's all over. Yet, no, it's not. It's just starting. I pray for that brother out there that was about to give it up. No, my brother, take it back. I pray for that brother that was about to jump off. No, come back and jump in. I was praying for that brother that gave up on a new job, a new relationship, a new family. I pray for you. Come on back and receive the glory. I pray for that brother out there that don't think that God loves you. He loves you. Just got to love yourself. I pray for that brother out there that then gave up on his family, gave up on his children, gave up. No. God will restore when you love God first. I pray for my brother out there that was about to do something off the wall, that you come on back and say, I'll never do it again. I pray for my brother that everybody has written off. I pray for my brother that everybody is cast down. I pray for my brother that everybody is in prison. I pray for my brother that everybody has rebuked. I pray for my brother that everybody has thrown away. I pray for my brother that everybody has shot away and destroyed. I bring them back through prayer, that they can be saved, that they can be healed, that they can be transformed, and they can be delivered right now in the name of Jesus. Come on back, brother. God's still calling your name. Come on back, brother. God still has a place for you. Come on back, brother. God still has a purpose for you. Come on back, brother. You can become new again, because if you are in Christ Jesus, you are a new creation. Come on back to the new creation, my brother. No. Over here, come on back. No, we ain't going to throw you away. Come on back. Come on back. Come on. No. Don't give up. Our prayer is that you hear God right now, that you can live. And you can live now. Oh, I just felt that in the spirit. So many men are running back to Jesus right now. Because, you know, if he be lifted up, he will draw all on him. Saying coming back to Jesus, not back to the Now Church, not back to P2P, not back to the Now Network. No, come back to Jesus. Come on back. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. And I believe it. And I pray in faith that it's already done. In the name that's above every name, in the name that every knee will bow, and in the name that every tongue will confess, in the name of Jesus, I pray, and I say, let the church say amen. Come on, Pastor Dwayne.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father God, we just come before you, Lord, just to acknowledge our Father, which art in heaven. Lord, we know that the man has strayed far away. But Lord, you said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us the will. Give us the thought. Give us the love. Give us the compassion. Father, you said, our Father, which art in heaven, you are our Father in heaven and on earth. Lord, we ask right now, God, that you move, God, miraculous. Lord, move in such a way, God, that we bring man's back to you. Lord, don't let the economy, don't let the virus, don't let what's going on in the world, God, draw us away from you. Lord, nor that this pandemic or this epidemic or whatever it was, God, that the enemy that had loosed on earth, that we would come back to you as humble servant. We will come back to you, Lord, because you said that you would do a new thing on the earth. You said that you would work through a man. God, when you created the world, the first man that you called a man was Adam. You gave Adam the word, and the word became a living cell. Father God, we ask you right now, God, let this word, God, go into the lives of your man. Let this word go into the lives of your peoples. To renew them, God, to renew their spirit, renew the activate the power that is in them, God. You said that you gave us power and authority. Lord, we speak power right now. We speak the word. We speak the logo. The logo is the word right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, go to the four corners of this earth. There are men out there, God. You said you draw them in. God, there are men out there have fallen by the wayside. You said you married to the backslider. Lord God, you said that you will not let no one pluck us out of your hand. Lord, I don't care what report that the devil gave them, God. Give them strength. Speak positive in their life. God, speak encouragement in their life, God. God, speak a word that they will come out of the darkness that they're in. Lord, I know they upset. I know they mad, Lord. But you haven't gave up on us, God. That's why we're able to come together. That's why we're able to come to reason together. Why, God? Because you haven't gave up on us. The dirt is not over us, God. Our name is not in the obituary. Our name is not in the obituary. The coronavirus did not kill us. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, dispatch your word. It is your word that's going to bring us to repentance. It is your word that's going to bring us back to prayer. God, prayer is supernatural. Prayer is supernatural. It's not earthly thing. It's a supernatural thing. To work with you, God, we got to work in supernatural. What is supernatural? Say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as is in heaven. It's a supernatural thing. God, we have a supernatural thing when we enter, when we come to trying together. When we speak to you, God, we speak to you and it's supernatural. We don't speak to you in the earthly realm. We speak to you in the supernatural. Because you are a supernatural human. You are a supernatural being. You are a spirit being. So, Father God, that's how we connect with you in prayer. Lord, I ask right now, God, remove our hearts, God. Search our hearts. Put the right spirit in us, God. God, no longer let us go by the wayside, God. No longer, Lord, let us go by the wayside. But God, bring us back together that we can reason. You are the true word. You are the living word, God. And Father God, we ask you right now, God, that Lord, I know it's a lot of men out there, God. I know it's a lot of men on fire for you, God. I know it's a lot of men that seeking you, God. I know it's a lot of men that desire your heart. Lord, I know they want to run back to the pulpit. I know they want to go. But God, first and most, we got to come back to you. Lord, help us. Show us. You said if we lack wisdom, the Holy Ghost will teach us. God, you said we lack wisdom, ask, and you will give to us, God. We ask for the wisdoms of the man, God, that you will hearken their hearts. God, that you will speak word, God, that you will break this recycle. God, you will break this bondage. God, that you will break this not true. God, they rather hear liars than truth. God, get rid of the lie and let truth prevail, God. That's our prayer, Lord. Lord, this is time that we can buy some things up. We can't buy things up in the natural. We got to buy it up in the supernatural. So, Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. You say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You didn't say, our Father, which art on earth. You said, our Father, which art in heaven. God, we ask him, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let us come together and reason together, God. God, give us what you desire for us to pray for. God, we pray that the broken heart of the man be restored, God. God, don't let him go back to smoking weed. Don't let him go back to fornicate. Don't let him go back to drinking. God, don't let him go back to thinking about suicide. God, you said, great is he that is in you that's in the world. God, you got some greatness in us, God. But God, let us see the potential in us, not potentials in other men. Lord, and we will build this relationship with you, God. And we will come and humble ourselves and admit that we don't know everything. Admit that we don't know everything. Admit that we don't know how to do this. Admit that we don't know how to do that. God, you able to show us, God. God, you say, humble ourselves. Lord, we need to humble ourselves. Yes, we made some mistakes. Yes, we did some things incorrect. Yes, we did some things that you weren't pleased. But God, you say you are a forgiving God. Lord, you say you have a heart of forgiveness in you, God. You are a agape love. So, Father God, I'm asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, I cry out for the lost soul, God. I cry out for the brother that want to backslide. God, I cry for the brother who want to walk out from his family. God, I cry out for that brother that said enough is enough. I cry out, God, that that brother don't believe the word is true now because he got a hit with coronavirus, that he lost his job, that he can't feed his family. Lord, I cry out for that brother, God. Why? Because you can do all things. You say you can do all things, God. We just got out of reach. We just got out of reach with you, God. We just got out of reach and start thinking we can do things on our own. But Father God, you always in control. You always had the right mind, the right motive, the right thought for us, God. So, Father God, bring us back, Lord. Lure us back in, God. Give us that word to get out of our tongue, God, that we know everything, but we know that you know everything. Get us back on our knees, God. Giving us back building a relationship with you, God. Because, God, you kept us, God. You kept us, Lord. You kept us. And some of us don't want to admit it, but, Lord, you kept us, God. And so, Father God, I repent, God, for those brothers. I repent, God, for those brothers don't want to call in. I repent, God, for those brothers don't want to come together and reason together. And we don't got all. We don't know everything, but we know that you know everything. That's why we come to pray. That's why we come to pray, that we can hear. When we hear, we can go and declare what you say, God. Not what we say, but what you say, God. We intercede, God. We dialogue to one another, God. This is communication. We give you, and you give us a result. So, Father God, I ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us, God. Help us, God. We know we're wrong, Lord, but we won't admit it. So, Father God, give us the spirit to admit when we're wrong. Give us the spirit to admit that we need to come back to you. Give us the spirit, God, to quit blaming what's going on with you right now, God. Because the world is going upside down. Because the sons of the earth is not receiving. The sons of the earth not having this dialogue with you. You calling for the sons of the earth, God. You calling for us, God. And we got to hear what the Spirit is saying, God. So, Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let us be able to intercede that we can go forth. Let us be able to intercede. Let us be able to intercede. God, you said, whatever we bind in earth, you bind in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth, you loose it in heaven. Lord, I loose connection. I loose togetherness. I loose worthiness together. I loose peace together. I loose thoughts together. Lord, I loose one accord together. God, that's what I loose right now on earth, God. That we will reason, come together, and ask the Spirit what to do. This is what I pray. This is my prayer. I ask of this in your wonderful Son. I ask for this in your name, Jesus. Lord, let it be done. For that, you get the glory and honor, God. And we just be able to tell the story. For that, we give you glory. In Jesus' name, we say amen and amen and amen.
And amen and amen and amen. Come on, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken.
Prophesy.
So let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church
speak it to our hearts.
Say amen.
Speak it to our mind.
God has spoken. So let the church say amen. 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 To God be the glory. We have prayed. We gave all the men opportunity to dial one and get into the prayer. We're not going to hold it. We're going to keep it moving and make it that way every week. We will not stop. I know, and I see y'all out there. I see some supporters, so believe me, I know you're there. But I'm being a little bit more direct to us growing this prayer where it's just not two of us, but it's many of us. And when we started out, I think, Pastor Dwayne, we had about 15 people on there. And we know everybody has things going, but can we make time? I'm asking brothers to schedule Tuesday night, 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Just like me, Pastor Dwayne, Minister Curtis, we plan it. We plan to be here every Tuesday and to pray. So we want this to continue to grow. We want this to continue to go. And we want you to continue to bless the Lord through this broadcast as we pray. Amen. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Know that you are God's greatest miracle. Don't give up on God, because God has not given up on you. Yep. And it's time that we pray. Amen. It's been good. Thank you, Pastor Dwayne. How you doing up there, bro?
Bro, I'm doing good, man. I got to go to the city this weekend. My aunt, she went home to be with the Lord. So I got to do her funeral. I got to do her eulogy. So I'm just asking God to give me. Well, he already gave a word, so my cousins and all us, my aunt, she's been a trooper. She's been running this race. You know, they told us she was supposed to have been gone a while ago. But her son, son just passed away. Her daughter died a couple months ago with COVID-19. Some of her sisters went on home before her. And so just the other day, you know, she passed away. And my cousin, she really taking it really hard because, you know, she was like her ride or die. They was best of friends. So I'm trying to give, you know, just to speak into her life, man, let her know that I always talk about this. You know, she always talked about being going to be with the Lord. So
yes,
I just
got
to do that this weekend, man, and just actually.
Well, this is a grand time for you. This is a grand time for you, man of God, that we always look at an opportunity to pray, to preach to our families. And it normally only comes at a loss. And I just want to just encourage you to know that you are on assignment. I want to encourage you that God has already dropped that word on you that will light up ears, that fresh fire is on you right now, that as you go forward, lives will be changed, lives will be rearranged, and lives will be transformed, not by you, not by the loss, but by the life that they're given that day from the word of life that you deliver. In the name of Jesus. Man, we bless you, bro. We're praying with you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Take this song home with you and tell them, hey, take this song home with you and tell them this is where it's going to be. Because we pray that they are free. And they are free indeed, my God.
Mm.
One more time, everybody.
Come on, somebody just voice it tonight.
So the revelation of this song was this, that not only are you free indeed, because he whom the Son sets free is free in, come on church, he whom the Son sets free is free, but I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, he said that from tonight forward, your behavior, your appetite will be a reflection of your freedom. So you won't just be free indeed, but you'll be free indeed. Put your hand on your neighbor, tell him your behavior will be a reflection of your freedom. Free indeed. I need y'all to raise that up all over this room. Get your hands up, say free. Say it one more time, say
free.
Come on, let's sing it. Listen, y'all. It's been years. You're still struggling with the same fear. What if I lose it all? No more tears. Tell me why. Spirit of the Lord is here. Hey, now you be free. Oh God. Everybody, just say free indeed. Say to prophesy over your own life. Say,